where the lath and plaster is not smoothed off, and we talked postal arrangements, because my friend wanted to send a telegram back from the next station to Ajmer, which is the turning-off place from the Bombay to the Mao line as you travel westward. My friend had no money beyond 8 annas, which he wanted for dinner, and I had no money at all, owing to the hitch in the budget before mentioned. Further, I was going into a wilderness where, though I should resume touch with the treasury, there were no telegraph offices. I was, therefore, unable to help him in any way.
"We might threaten a station master and make him send a wire on tick," said my friend. "But that'd mean inquiries for you and for me, and I've got my hands full these days. Did you say you are travelling back along this line within any days?"
"Within 10, I said.
"Can't you make it 8? Said he. "Mine is rather urgent business."
"I can send your telegram within 10 days, if that will serve you," I said.
"I couldn't trust the wire to fetch him now I think of it. It's this way. He leaves Delhi on the 23rd for Bombay. That means he'll be running through Ajmer about the night of the 23rd.
"But I'm going into the Indian desert," I explained.
"Well and good," said he. "You'll be changing at Marwa station to get into Jodhpur territory. You must do that, and he'll be coming through Marwa station in the early morning of the 24th by the Bombay mail. Can you be at Marwa junction at that time? 'Twon't be inconveniencing you, because I know that there's precious few pickings to be got out of these central India states."